the two parts of an egg? What do you call the two parts?
The yolk and the white egg.
Okay. What color is the yolk?
The yolk is the yellow.
Okay. If you cook them in hot water, you call them what?
Boiled egg.
Okay. If you crack them and let them fall out of the shells into hot water, what kind of an egg do you call that?
Poached.
Okay. What do you call the salt or sugar cured meat that you might boil with greens?
Salt bacon or salt joe.
Salt what?
Joe.
Okay, how do you spell that?
J-O-W-E-L.
Okay. What if it was all fat and didn't have any lean? What would it be? Would it be one of those things you're talking
about? That would be the Joe.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What if it had a good bit of lean?
That's salt bacon.
Okay. If you cut the side of a hog, what do you call it? Cut it like between the shoulder and the ham.
Well, that's a slab. Slab of bacon, no.
Okay.
It's a slab.
Okay. What's the kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs?
Bacon.
Okay. What's the outside of the bacon called? Outside
skin. Egg.
Okay. What do you call the kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain?
Sausage.
Okay. What do you call the person who kills and sells the meat?
Slaughter. The person?
Uh-huh, the person.
A butcher.
Okay. Okay. If meat has been kept too long, you might say the meat is
spoiled.
Okay. After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Hog head size.
Okay. What do you call the dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Grinding up hog liver? Yeah. Oh, you call it liverwort or goose liver.
Okay. Do you ever make anything out of hog blood?
No.
Okay. Do you ever take the juice of the meat from the head, or maybe the liver sausage, and stir it up with cornmeal or maybe some hog meat and then cook it, and later after it gets cold, slice it and fry it?
No, I
don't think I want to do that. suppose you kept butter too long, it didn't taste good. What would you say the butter was?
Sour.
Okay, or anything else?
Spoiled.
Okay, anything else?
Rank.
Okay. Real thick sour milk that you keep on hand is called?
Clabber.
Okay. And what is it you make out of clabber?
Oh, cottage cheese.
Okay, is it smooth or lumpy?
It's lumpy.
Okay. Is it the same as you get the stuff you get from the store?
What, the cottage cheese?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. All that stuff that we were just talking about, clabber and cottage cheese and all that, is basically made from
milk.
Okay. And when you first milk the cow, milk could have hairs and stuff in it, like that, impurities. So you might have to do what to it?
Drain it.